All over the world, diplomacy is under threat. Diplomats used to handle sensitive international negotiations, but increasingly, incendiary tweets and bombastic public statements are posing a threat to foreign relations. In their new book, The Art of Diplomacy, the former U.S. Ambassador to Canada, Bruce Hayman, and his partner, Vicky Hayman, spell out why diplomacy and diplomats matter, especially in today's turbulent times. The Haymans arrived in Canada intent on representing American interests, but they quickly learned that to do so meant representing the shared interests of all citizens, no matter what side of the 49th parallel they happen to live on. The new book is The Art of Diplomacy, and we welcome Bruce and Vicky Hayman to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
It's good to be here.
Thank you.
Bruce Hayman served as the U.S. Ambassador to Canada under President Obama from 2014 until 2017. Vicky Hayman was an American cultural envoy in Canada. And I will begin with you, Bruce, as to what you ultimately wanted to say in the book. And in taking a look at your experiences, I assume contrast them to where we are now and take a look at the art of diplomacy.
I think that's exactly right. I mean, when we served in Canada and had interactions with Canadians from prime ministers to fishermen, from artists to Supreme Court justices, and the work that we did in bringing our two countries close together, that what we've seen now is that we have a president who is doing more damage to the U.S.-Canada relationship than maybe any individual has ever done. And I think it's important for Americans to understand and fully appreciate how important Canada is to the United States, and for Canadians to know that not all Americans feel the way things have been going for the last 2 years with President Trump.
When the administration began, I mean, I think a lot of us, myself included, thought, oh, well, how can you screw up the relationship with Canada? And then we learn that, well, it is possible. So what does that show as to just a specific problem with Canada versus an overall issue in the art of diplomacy, do you think?
Well, I think it's a larger issue, and one in which the name and the title actually allude to. And that is, it's different than the art of the deal, which the president tries to continually emphasize. In his world, it's a kind of a binary outcome. I win, you lose. And so for him to feel like he's going to have any victories, he has to make sure the other party is losing in some way. In the art of diplomacy, it's about finding win-win solutions. It's about finding partners, whether you're in life, as a partner, as a spouse, or a business partner, or between countries. It's about finding and understanding the other person's needs and desires and bringing them together and making sure you find a path for both of you to move ahead. And what he's done in terms of his language, style, and actions to Canada, but many of our other allies, have been solely focused on his thinking about his winning. And unfortunately, the U.S., I believe, is much stronger and better when we have friends and partners around the world.
Vicky, talk a little bit about when you and Bruce, you come to Canada and what you find your role to be working with the Canadian people and understanding what that role is.
I'll start by saying one of the reasons that Bruce and I were so interested in representing the United States and Canada was because Canada has such a great value for partnerships. And Bruce and I decided when we arrived, even before we arrived, that we'd tackle this job as a team. And I have a great passion for the power of art and storytelling to create community and to translate very difficult issues, but issues that connect us as humans. So my role and what my work really was acting independently as Vicky Hayman, certainly supported by the embassy, but using my passion for art and storytelling to really work to go across Canada, connecting people by listening to their stories, sharing ours, connecting person to person, and also deploying a battalion of a great American artist to come to Canada to talk about, through their visual art, to talk about things like the environment, identity, social justice, race, and using those conversations to see what, that we have much more in common that, that separates us and how we might work together as North American friends and partners to move our global interests forward.
And I have the same question for you, Ambassador, as it actually coming and going when you arrive in Canada, of learning what that role is, of understanding what your, I mean, you have two puzzle pieces on the front cover of the book of where you fit in that puzzle.
So, you know, one of the things that you learn in the diplomatic world is that two people can look at something and see it entirely differently and both be right. And taking the time to appreciate and understanding someone else's perspective and coming together. The other thing I learned coming up to Canada is never underestimate something that you think is really small and probably of less importance to someone else who may really value that as really important. And so when we dove in, we actually arrived and there were a few stress points already on the scene before I even showed up. And those were things like Keystone Pipeline or a bridge or different things. But in the scheme of things, that we could disagree without being disagreeable. We could have those conversations and find paths to solutions. And even if we had differences, and even if those differences existed, we had the Prime Minister come to Washington for a state dinner the first time in nearly 20 years, and we had the President go back and speak before Parliament the first time in more than 20 years. And we could find those differences and still work together. What's happening now with the President today is he's using hostile language about the Prime Minister, about the Foreign Minister. He's using his team, you know, calling the Prime Minister names, going after industries in Canada, using things like steel and aluminum tariffs on Canada on the basis of national security, which is ridiculous. All these things are taking place, and they're very, very different than where we were just 2 years ago. And so the book is also about how do we get ourselves back to the place where we were, but also creating a path forward? Canada is our best friend in the world, and the way we're treating them is worse than you would treat an adversary, and it's no way to treat a friend for sure.
When you look at what is being done now, how lasting can that damage be? In the sense of, is it as simple as a change in leadership that, boom, you can fix it? Or do you think there's some, and I say this not only about Canada, but and our allies around the world, of how lasting is the damage that's being done?
I'm afraid it might last longer than many Americans might believe. Because what we've done is we've broken the bond of trust. And to get that trust back, it isn't about just saying, hey, we're back, everything's fine now. No, I think Americans are going to have to earn it back, and it may take a fairly long period of time. I'm talking to Canadians today who are telling me, yeah, but if you get a new president and we go back to where we were, how do I know America won't do this again to us? And so we are seeing polling in Canada today that shows the approval rate of American Americans at the lowest level in the history of polling in Canada. And I just don't think that that gets fixed overnight. It can improve. We'll reposition ourselves. I think we'll get this ship, you know, righted in the right direction. But it's going to take work. When you break that trust barrier, you know, it takes a long time to build it back, whether you're a couple or whether you're business partners or, again, whether you're countries. It's not something that should be taken for granted.
Part of the really call to action of the art of diplomacy is really to engage both Canadians and Americans to become citizen ambassadors and to connect on a, you know, whether it's through your business or whether it's through culture or whether it's through travel, but to extend a hand to each other and to share our stories across border and to work together collectively for the greater good of the country. So sometimes even when government isn't working, we as private citizens really need to and should engage at the highest level, whether that means the things I spoke about or whether that means also engaging politically to, you know, elect new leaders who feel the way and will lead in the way in which you think your country should be led. So I think that's part of the, you know, part of the call to action of the book, and part of the reason that it was important for us to write this book, but was to talk about the role that each of us have as individuals, not only relying on our government, but each of us have to make those bonds much stronger and much more greatly developed. And I think when people understand each other person to person, then, you know, kind of the agenda of one specific leader becomes less, maybe less impactful. I'm hopeful of that, because we do have a great, great amount of repair work to do.
Ambassador, we were speaking a moment ago about the long-term damage, and I guess I'm interested in, as you mentioned rightly, there are some things that the president has said directly about Canada, directly about the prime minister, negative things that obviously those have to be addressed. But just the whole idea of our borders and so much that is being done of emergencies on the southern border, even if it's intentional or not, does that not have a profound effect on the northern border as well?
So it does, and let me describe to some people what has actually taken place. Because of the behaviors now at the U.S. Customs border and protection locations, both within Canada, where they have preclearance, and within the United States, the way we are questioning people about coming into the country has impacted Canadians and how they feel that they can and were willing to travel to the United States. Perfect example of that is schools in Toronto and other cities would do field trips all the time, take young people to the United States to experience our wonderful country. And now they have canceled these field trips because what was happening is some number of young children whose families may have been from a country that the president deems to be banned from coming in because they're Muslim countries, that these young children then are questioned or held back or not permitted to enter the United States. And so schools didn't even want to experience that. So we're seeing cancellation of field trips that are happening. The issue at the border is going both ways. We are now for the first time really seeing what I call the American refugee, where there are Americans or people living in the United States that feel under threat by the president because of his immigration policies. They're fleeing the United States and going to Canada and putting pressure on Canadian immigration, where they're already seeing huge numbers of people relative to what they had previously experienced, people seeking asylum in Canada from the United States. So, you know, what kind of environment do we create in the United States when we have people fleeing our country to go to Canada because they don't feel safe and secure? That's the kind of stuff we're facing at the northern border.
And as we wrap up, and that's just a further example of what you were talking about earlier, that this is a problem that will not go away instantly.
It won't go away instantly, but let me do this, and let's leave everybody with this thought. John F. Kennedy spoke before Parliament in 1961 as the president visiting Canada, and he has a quote that he says, "Geography has made us neighbors, history has made us friends, economics has made us partners, and necessity has made us allies. Those whom nature hath so joined together, let no man put asunder." And I will say those words are never more true today. We will not let a man, a president, a person put this relationship asunder. And Vicky and I are out on the road promoting the U.S.-Canada relationship every day.
Bruce Hayman is former U.S. ambassador to Canada, and along with Vicky Hayman, author of the new book, The Art of Diplomacy, Strengthening the Canada-U.S. Relationship in Times of Uncertainty. The book is published by Simon & Schuster. Ambassador Hayman, Vicky, thank you so much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you. Thank you very much. Again, the name of the book is The Art of Diplomacy. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.